It's currently 38 degrees in downtown Worcester. And that's WNEB News up to the minute at 6:30. This is Joe Slezak reporting. Next news at 7. Now here's Paul Larson.
Yes, 25 till 7 o'clock on the sports roundup this morning. 38-year-old veteran Miller Barber carries a one-stroke lead into that third round of the $135,000 Kaiser International Open Golf Tourney at Napa, California. Barber grabbed the second-round lead yesterday with a 5-under par 67, a 9-under, 135 total. One stroke better than Australia's Bruce Devlin, who scored a rounds of 67 and 69. Now, Devlin had started the day four strokes off the pace of first-round leader Bobby Lund. Lund soared to a 73 yesterday, falling into a tie with 138 with Charles Cody, three strokes off Barber. The great Arnie Palmer shot a 68 yesterday to go to a first-round 69, 137 total, or two strokes back. The pros tore up both the north and south courses at Silverado. It took a one-over par, 145 to survive the cut. The low 70 in ties included the 144s and the 145s. The Paul Larson Show mornings on WNEB, your financial friend in times of income tax perplexity.
A person making, say, a $100,000 income.
Do you know anybody like that?
No, it's just a hypothetical.
Oh, I see. Because no. We could have a drink with him after the show.
This is just a hypothetical.
Music news, sports weather, birthdays, anniversaries, school lunch menus, road and traffic reports. Follow us, and you'll wear carrots as big as diamonds on the Paul Larson Show at WNEB.
Well, out of $100,000 a year, you would pay $90,000 of those dollars to your government. With the Hanker method, if you made $100,000, you'd pay $1.40.
Maine has got a shade of sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet but also need has sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want to die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you just why.
It's WNEB and Paul Larson, 24 hours a day, around the clock here, 12:30 on your dial. The weather will be cloudy. Chance of occasional rain today. Well, they're wonderful. Now that the weekend is here, the New England weather sweeps in. The high temperature in the 40s. Clouds becoming southerly 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy and mild. Possible rain again. Low will be in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, rain likely and warmer with the high in the 40s. Well, what are you going to do? The news from overseas, the United Nations, anyhow. France wants to get into the Big Four meeting now in the Mideast. And you see where they finally have, after long, I don't know how many months of trying, they finally got the table thing solved at last. With the round table in the middle and then the two rectangular tables at each side. You know what happened? The crazy thing about this is that they had that settled and everybody started to file out of the room. You know, figuring, well, tomorrow is another day. We've got the table settled. Tomorrow we're going to go to work, and we're going to see if we can get something accomplished. But as they reached the door, the people, the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, didn't move. You know, they were sitting still at the table and looking at the new setup, and they said, beautiful. But as everybody else reached the door, the man from the from the North side said, now, about the chairs, fellas, about the chairs. So, you know, I'd like to remind you about Russell's on Lincoln. Now that the weekend is here, and you're probably figuring, get away from the house and get away from this deal of the dishes and all the homework and everything. And, get out and live it up a little bit. Russell's on Lincoln. Would I lead you astray on anything to do with food? Huh? Oh, listen, if you can't trust your morning man, who can you trust? But inside Russell's on Lincoln, completely renovated, fully carpeted, beautiful lounge and bar area. Now, I know a lot of people may not recognize that this is the former Lincoln Seafood, and you probably figure, well, it's the same. It's a familiar-looking landmark, I know. It's been there for quite some time. But have you been inside lately to see the redecorated Russell's on Lincoln, really refurbished? They've got and the food. You just couldn't possibly go wrong with the menu that they have at Russell's on Lincoln. This includes, and I don't care what part of the East Coast you have been to or you intend to visit, the most delicious baked stuffed shrimp that you have ever seen anywhere, and I don't care where you've been. The stuffing is a secret. I tried to pry the stuffing secret out of Bud Russell. It just doesn't work. He's get something good, and he's not about to let anybody else in on it, except for the delicious tasting of it. Baked stuffed shrimp like you have never tasted before. Oh, the most delicious at Russell's on Lincoln. And, that's right. Tonight you have Alex Kalachi giving you some musical entertainment. Tomorrow night, of course, will be the big deal. They have the Hill City Honky Tonkers over there from 7 o'clock till 10 in the lounge. If you haven't heard the Hill City Honky Tonkers, you just haven't been around, that's all. Listen, if you would like to have any of these things put up to take out, all the way from lobster to steak or whatever, just about everything on the menu can be put up to go at Russell's on Lincoln. But really, it is a wonderful, wonderful place. You take the youngsters along. It's a full family establishment here. And you can really enjoy yourselves at Russell's on Lincoln. So would you go and see Bud? Grace Sullivan, the charming hostess, meets you at the door and says, hello. And Franny Acker, Paul Garrity, or any of these ones, Mickey Clark. And don't forget, tonight it'll be Alex Kalachi giving you musical service over there. And it's just a wonderful place to enjoy a wonderful meal and a little vacation away from the humdrum everyday routine, you know. So, all right, then, on the Paul Larson Show at WNEB. This is on twofers, I understand, down in Broadway, but, boy, the music is really snapping along with the Strawberry Street Singers now. Why, it's Maggie Flynn. Oh, the wonder of it all.
See, wonderful Maggie Flynn, hey, wonderful Maggie Flynn, where'd you get that tickling in your eye?
The miraculous Maggie Flynn, hey, wonderful Maggie Flynn,
hi there, Paul Larson for the Joe Slezak Nighttime Show. Here at WNEB, responsible adult listening, old comedy, complete news coverage, live sports, what else could we say?
Shut your mouth.
Well, always remember in the words of our sponsor.
If you have excess acid, give a party.
This is Registrar McLaughlin speaking.
Uh-oh.
One pinhole leak in your exhaust system can put enough carbon monoxide into your car to make you drowsy. You can't smell it. You can't see it. You'd never even know it. So play it safe in winter. Always keep your window open just a crack to ensure yourself fresh air. Thank you.
Oh, we thank you, sir. And if you just take your foot off your bumper, we'll move along here with the Registrar of Motor Vehicles of all people to get all crossed up here. On the Paul Larson Show, Tony Bennett sings to the people now. Radio 1230. We go around the clock here 24 hours a day with you and WNEB.
Love the winter weather.
I'm all for that fella.
The two of us can get together.
He stopped right there.
Nothing sweeter, finer. When it's nice and cold, I can hold my baby closer to me.
Today's Davidson purchase is tomorrow's heirloom. Oh, yes, Ray Davidson Jewelers at 584 Main Street, Shrewsbury. Has the timeless beauty of fine jewelry and timepieces, featuring the world-renowned Accutron by Boulevard. The timepiece that's today's heirloom, today, Davidson Jewelers at 584 Main Street, Shrewsbury. Well, it's Paul Larson of WNEB. This is sort of a folksy weekend get-together we have here. And who wrote that thing? That must be the new girl is back again. Anyhow, let's take a look at the sports friends. In the American Hockey League, it was Cleveland 3, Hershey 1 last night, Baltimore 5, Providence 2, Buffalo beat Rochester 6-5. National Basketball Association, game you heard right on WNEB, Boston 102, San Francisco 99, New York 114, Seattle took him 94, and the Atlanta 112, Phoenix 107, Detroit 123, Milwaukee 108. Philadelphia beat San Diego 129-124, and finally Los Angeles 128, Cincinnati 107. By the way, driver Cale Yarbrough of Timmonsville, South Carolina, led 10 more qualifiers yesterday in that Motor Trend Riverside 500 auto race in California. That'll be tomorrow. Yarbrough turned in a lap, as a matter of fact, an average speed of just about the speed you go through Lincoln Square downtown here, 109.203 miles an hour. A.J. Foyt of Houston grabbed the pole position for the race Thursday. He had a speed of 110.366 miles an hour. So they're having 44-car field this year at Riverside. Another 24 cars will qualify today. They've got 20 already, and that should add up. Yes, it does, as a matter of fact. First time that's happened for quite some time. Well, all right. And it's Paul Larson at WNEB at 7:15.
Great swing and new sounds, fresh point of view sounds, red, white, and blue sounds, radio, the All-American.
at 38 degrees, cloudy with a chance of rain today, highs in the low 40s. For tonight, rain likely and warmer, lows in the upper 30s. And for tomorrow, Sunday, occasional rain likely and mild, followed by partial clearing and turning colder. That's it. WNEB News at 7:30. This is Joe Hyder reporting. Next news at 8 on CBS. Again, here's the coach. Coach?
We thank you very much, Joe Hyder. We appreciate that. On the Saturday show, this is the relaxed portion of the WNEB 8-story serenade. And Joe's got a... Should I tell him about the new act? He's got a new thing that he's doing the circuit around. He's got one new thing that's tremendous. It closes every show. You could wave a flag. It wouldn't be better. He takes the prettiest young co-ed in the audience, right? Picture this now. Ties the hands and feet, right? And then he takes her home. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Lenny D's at the keyboard for you right now is Folsom Prison Blues. The birthday party coming your way very shortly on the Paul Larson side of a Saturday morning, so hang in there now. We're going to declare a cake winner, and we're going to see who wins the color film for the morning. Well, this is the high budget end of our day. Come on, Lenny boy. Well, let's take a look at the Worcester weather. It'll be cloudy with a chance of occasional rain, high near 40, winds becoming southerly at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy and mild, possible rain, and isn't it so wonderful now? The low temperature in the top 30s, going to be rainy for a Saturday night. Tomorrow, rain likely and warmer, the high temperature in the 40s. We have double sports coming your way today on Radio 1230. We have the Boston Bruins and the Flyers at Philadelphia, 2:30 this afternoon. Then the Seattle Supersonics against the Celts, Boston Garden, at 8:55 tonight. It's part of a doubleheader. If I could have my piano in here, please, would you mind roll it over it right over? Beautiful, right here. Want to get in a word or two for the 88 restaurants up at Manchester, New Hampshire. You'd think they'd just be starting up Thanksgiving up there, wouldn't you? But no, they've progressed. Yes, friends? Let's get into the copy here and see what's new. We've got a new set of... this is the informal way of putting across a point. There's no reason to let those winter doldrums that says get you down. Sure, you probably had it up to here. With cars that don't start in the morning, slippery sidewalks, and the flu. But there's a very pleasant way to give you winter-ridden spirits a boost, and that's take a trip. I've got to talk to that girl. But not to Florida. Visit one of New Hampshire's famous 88 restaurants, Nashua, Salem, and Manchester. You notice they've got the third one open now. Usually, they have two out of three open. And what I do is send you up toward Manchester, and you have to find, you know, the two that are open are out of three. Old people get irate, but now all three are open. While I've been down here trying my best to close them, you know, but your spirits will soar as you walk through the 88 door, and you see Lou and all the rest of the people up there. Hey, look, they've got to be good people to put up with this every day, right? Then enjoy a fine meal served in perfect keeping with the finest 88 traditions. After dinner now, they've got top entertainment, you know. Oh, great music for dreaming about those beautiful spring days just around the corner. Get away from the ice and snow, friends, for a while at the 88 in Nashua, New Hampshire, Manchester, or Salem. You'll find that an 88 evening will keep you warm for a long time to come. Hey, the best part about that is still the piano. I don't know about you, but would you kindly mention the show if you do go up there? Don't tell them anything else, but just mention the show as we give you our history lesson for the morning on The Larson Show at CBS in Worcester, WNEB.
Oh, come on, Paul. Forget about the British. I'm telling you, we can make a fortune with copper-bottom pots and pans.
A little bit of music now by Uncle Frank Sinatra. Bit of gentle on my mind.
That your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my...
Particularly want to say good morning to the residents of Princeton this morning in our listening area. Your taxes may go up $20 this next year. Oh, no. In keeping with the head, we kind of like to keep an eye on the headlines, what's happening throughout the morning hours here in the show. I just happened to pick up this news item that the tax rate in Princeton could go up as much as $20 to around $190 this year, according to figures released by the Princeton Advisory Board. That would be, do you know what? That means an increase of $74 in the past 2 years. The 67 tax rate was 116. The 68 rate was 170. And, well, hey, look, there you are. You never know about these things. You do know. Aren't you thankful that you tune in? Can you picture the typical average Princetonite, Princetonian? How does that work? Anyhow, with the radio alarm going off and the first thing they hear is this frightening... they're probably all home under the bed. Let's take a look at the weather then and see what's going to happen for the Worcester area. This is Paul Larson. This is WNEB. Round-the-clock radio, 29 hours a day.
It will be cloudy across New England today, and snow and sleet will be spreading into western and northern sections, probably changing to rain during the day. Here at the Worcester Airport at the present time, it is cloudy. The temperature is 33, relative humidity 75%. The wind is from the southwest, 6 miles per hour. The sea level pressure is 30.29 inches and falling. This is Tom Redding at the Worcester Weather Bureau, and now back to your local announcement.
Yes, friends, we'll recap that local forecast for you right after this word by Terry O'Connor and his Electric Sports Orchestra.
Each week we award 2 one-year subscriptions to Sport Magazine, the first magazine for sports, and a free pass for 2 to Mount Snow, Vermont's most exciting ski resort. I'm Terry O'Connor. Join me at 12:45 and 5:45 p.m. every weekday in our sports programs for complete details on Big League WNEB.
Oh, yes, cloudy with a chance of occasional rain. High near 40 today. Winds becoming southerly at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy and mild. Possibly rain. Low will be in the top 30s. This is Paul Larson. This is CBS Radio, WNEB in Worcester. We'll be back in 15 minutes after news on the hour at 8 o'clock. It's now 8 a.m.
Expanded Vietnam talks open in Paris as Saigon sees possibility of American troop strength reduction. Soyuz 5 returns to Earth. Tension in Lebanon, campus violence in Tokyo and Los Angeles.
I'd like to look around and see what's happening around town now. Listen, first, before we do another thing, I want to thank the people who are responsible for that wonderful ski promotion downtown back last Wednesday. We had so much fun down in front of City Hall for the first time. I think, well, it's going to be for the first time in Worcester's history. People were skiing in front of City Hall when there was no snow on the ground anywhere else, you know, practically. And the downtown members of the Chamber of Commerce merchants were the ones of downtown, plus, of course, very able ski people from all over the place, as far away as Waterville Valley and over Mount Wachusett and Ward Hill and so forth. We had some wonderful, wonderful ski demonstrations. You saw the trailer, the flatbed trailer that was inclined so they could ski there and give a beautiful demonstration. And we just had a ball that day. I froze one toe. Took a lot of pictures and didn't dare go down the hill, but I had a wonderful time, and I want to thank everybody, including that little extravaganza that we did. Now, today, this evening, rather, the Swedish American Club is having an annual dinner dance, installation of officers. As a matter of fact, all the officers for 68 have been reelected for 69. They did such a wonderful job. And as a matter of fact, they're looking for the records, you know. But anyhow, they're having a party this evening. And so you want to get in. These people really have a wonderful time when they have one of their fabulous get-togethers. The Swedish American Club, 7:30 tonight, and may the best club win. Well, all right, this is the International Hour. I just decided that's what it's going to be because I took a look at the title coming up, and it goes like this.
L'important, c'est la rose, l'important, c'est la rose.
And I know there's nobody Scandinavian with the name De La Rosa.
C'est la rose. In the eye of time, we're just heaps of dust along the highway and as far along.
Once again, we're back at the Paul Larson Show. We welcome you. It is a whole 18 minutes till 9 o'clock right now, 18 till 9. We've been through the weather and the sports. I don't know what else we could do for an encore, as a matter of fact.
Walking through a heart.
All right. And look, one thing I did want to do with the weekend here and everything, the safety, of course, is the prime topic, particularly because, for some crazy reason, here in the New England states, safety has gone by the boards. I don't know, we had a real rough... weekend. I hate to give a scorecard on these things, you know, make it sound like a big athletic competition or something. We did have a sad safety record, though, during the recent holidays. So, you know, I've got it figured, and I think maybe you might figure along with me on this. And that is, when you're usually tempted, if somebody will, usually it's, you get pretty well goaded into these slips and things in traffic, right, when you're driving. Somebody tries to pass on the inside, or somebody cuts you off a little short, and you say, well, first thing you're going to, I'll show, look, I feel the same way myself, and I'll show that guy, and zoom, away you go. And it's an international competition, Formula One style. But the thing to do, I think, if you just will rationalize this way and look in, see what you're competing against, see what you're ready to swap even a dented fender for, say nothing about a wrecked car or personal injuries, look in the other car and see what you're competing against. take a look through the other window, you know, yuck, and you're willing to even dent your fender for that. Oh, listen, don't, forget it, you know. Now, with that reminder, I'll crank up the WNEB mobile units, and we'll go out and see if we can find ourselves some music here. It's about time we get out and get some... Pardon me, I seem to have a little trouble with the... Wow, this thing is tough to start. Didn't they service this car? See, we're going to have a 9-degree fire. Oh, there it goes. Now we're all set.
Le long des golfes clairs.
Mr. Glenn Campbell and a Street Life. I'm the Paul Larson Show on WNEB. This is CBS Radio. We go around the clock 24 hours a day, friends, here at Radio 1230. Governor Volpe has taken his last long walk down the down the Capitol steps yesterday, toured the State House, saying goodbye, finally walked alone. And I usually do this to a violin background. In the tradition of outgoing governors, down the steps of the Capitol. His last day, 11:10 yesterday morning. And you know, what they're doing is they're just going to move the Massachusetts government over to Washington, D.C. That's all they're going to do. These people, you know, they have so many of the folks from the state here that they'll be just familiar faces, only they'll just be connected to us directly through a different tax envelope, is what I'm trying to get at here. It's 7 minutes till 9 o'clock right now, 7 till 9. Superb carpet cleaning costs you as little as 1 cent per square foot when you do it yourself with Blue Luster Rug Shampooer. Oh, yes, ma'am, you get it at Bay State Tool Rental and Hardware, always offering you the best for less. At 120 West Boylston Street in Worcester. Cale Yarbrough of Timminsville, South Carolina, led 10 more qualifiers yesterday at the Motor Trend Riverside 500 auto race in California. That's for the qualification for the race. Yarbrough turned in a lap at an average of 109.213 miles an hour. Head football coach Eddie Crywell became the third man in 3 years to resign that position at Wichita State University yesterday. Resigned, gave no good reason for the action. It's understood there was a dispute with school athletic director Albert Katzenmayer. The school had its first all-losing record in history last season, which may have something to do with it. Like he lost his shirt. Today we have double sports. Boston Bruins against the Flyers at Philadelphia, 2:30 this afternoon. Seattle Supersonics against the Celts from Boston Garden. It'll be at 8:55. We broadcast direct, of course, as you know, here at WNEB. Now then, let's see what else we have on the docket. Oh, yes, you want to get the car set up for the weekend, right? Sparkle Car Wash, New England's most modern, offers you more than the showroom sparkly car in 2 minutes. It's squeaky clean. The Sparkle offers you a monthly chance at a year's free car washes. How'd you like to win that? Sparkle Car Wash, junction of the Boston Turnpike and Maple at 309 Boston Turnpike. You tell them Suds Larson sent you in from WNEB, where the 7th floor page boys are about to serenade you right now. All together, fellas, now. 1, 2, 3.
Great swing, a new sound, fresh point of view, sounds red, white, and blue, sounds radio.
Radio.
The all-American sound, real groovy teen, sounds cool in between, sounds right on the scene, sounds radio. Everywhere, America's tuned in.
plays the right sound. Radio, the all-American, all-American, all-American sound.
This has got to be the smoothest song this side of a snowball. Here's Herbie Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Where's a Wonderland? And show at CBS Radio on Worcester, WNEB at 12:30 on your dial. It is heard each weekday morning over most of the same station during the appointed hours, 5 till 9:30. Well, there you have it. We hope you've enjoyed our get-together. Paul Larson, WNEB.